Hey, it's Tom Morris at Org here. I just wanted to record a little thing about e-books. So I bought an e-book reader the other day, the super cheapy Elinex 511 EB, which is a bit like the Sony Reader, but it's made out of plastic and it's about half the price. It's kind of it's okay. There's some kind of weird things about it, which on a technical front, it's you can tell it's kind of plonked together by China. That both the hardware is Chinese, but it also seems like the software's like Chinese. Like half the English is kind of dodgy and whatever. So, but that doesn't matter because it actually does the job quite well. So I have to thank Terence Eden, who's Edent, Edent on Twitter, for the recommendation. He has a great review on his blog. I've linked to it from my site, and he also let me have a play about with his presentation camp. So I was going to kind of riff on, what I think about these things. So in general, I was very skeptical about ebooks, and the whole ebook reader thing, because I thought, well, if I want to read a PDF, I can read it on my laptop, or I've got a little app on my iPhone, iPod Touch rather, called Goodreader, which does the job really well. It's the best PDF reader I've found on the iPod. My problem with most of the ebook reader things and the whole ebook kind of concept in general is that it's too tied to novels, where it doesn't really matter about things like pagination. You read Stephen King or Maeve Binchy or whoever, it doesn't matter whether you're on page 7 or page 10, in terms of, like, it doesn't matter that the words are on the right page and that they all match up. But for what I do, I'm graduate student in philosophy, I'm bothered that the things are in the right place, and that things like diagrams are maintained properly, and that basically what I read on the ebook reader is transferable in the sense that I can then copy it down into a notebook, cite it in an essay, and that if somebody goes and picks up the paper book, which we do use those ancient relic technology things, then that will still be the citation will still transfer. So, it's not going to replace books for me anyway, because if I'm working on something, I'm still going to need to actually consult the real book. But for me, it's kind of a way of reducing all the clutter in the kind of literary clutter in my world. There's two types of kind of ways people use these devices. Like, some people will use something like an iPod and they'll just fill it up with all their favorite songs. Okay, well, then there's a load of other people who use it as a kind of clutter box where you fill it up with stuff that you're working on, interested in. It's a kind of work in progress type thing, and that's kind of how I see the ebook reader sort of set up. Now, I know these are kind of very subjective observations, blah blah blah. You can read about pixels and all that stuff on the reviews and on the blogs and spec sheets and whatever. And I've got another thing to say about this, which I'll say in a second. Boo, I guess these are called, or recording, I'm going to call them, because I'm old-fashioned. Anyway, that'll do.